Three of Eton Private's brightest minds gathered around a desk in an empty classroom. The beloved yet muted beauty of the class.
Adano Hitohito.
The exceptional nobody with no outstanding traits.
Najimi Osana! Hi!
Najimi just showed up one day, and nobody questioned it. With a copy of Mr. Jeeves's Big Book of World Records open, Najimi pointed at a particular page.
Says here, world's biggest balloon is 40 feet tall.
40 feet? That's about 12 meters?
Any of you got world record holder on your bucket lists?
Both Tadano and Komi shot surprised glances at each other, then back at Najimi.
Stores don't usually sell balloons that big, right? I assume we'd need to have one custom made.
Just look around the gym for something to blow the balloon up with, okay? You know they have pumps for the basketball sitting around.
And so they did. Like a pair of needlessly obedient dogs, Tadano and Komi retrieved a bicycle pump.
Wonderful!
So, where's the balloon?
Oh, I almost forgot. You're gonna use me as the balloon.
The whites of his eyes shot cartoonishly wide. His basic
what?
Startled Komi stiff, her feet leaving the ground for a split second.
What do you mean, what? I thought it was quite simple.
I am not using you as a balloon.
I had a feeling you wouldn't be on board with it. Which is why I asked around while you were both were gone. Yamai! Come on in here!
With a skip and a hop, an especially bright mind entered the room.
Yamai, run!
She's banned from several establishments.
Hello!
She said to nobody in particular.
Hey, Najimi. Hi, Tadano, I guess.
She then glanced toward Komi, very particularly.
Hi, Komi.
Komi only returned a blank, if slightly perturbed, stare.
Okay, Yamai. When you're ready.
Najimi said, accompanied by a butt wiggle.
You can go ahead and put it...
No! If we're having our photo taken for this world record thing, I am not being photographed next to a tube going up your ass!
Suit yourself. Belly button okay then, self-appointed Mr. G's PR guy.
That's a wonderful idea to me.
With a quick swipe, the hose was jammed firmly into Najimi's navel, and Yamai began pumping away soon after. The effects were quickly noticeable, with Najimi's trim and petite body turning into a more bloated and pregnant-looking one.
Uh-oh! Tadano! Looks like you might be the father!
You two would make such a sweet couple. I know it!
Yamai winced in glee. Tadano was not so enthusiastic.
Oh, tough luck. Doesn't seem interested. He's so needlessly cold, isn't he? Such a wonder how Komi puts up with him.
Directly, Tadano silently shot a confused, offended look toward her.
Huh? Nah, all boys are hard to get. I'd know better than anyone.
Najimi said, in a tone that was rather difficult to interpret one way or the other. After some more pumping, Najimi's twins went to triplets. Then it went all the way up to non-nuplets, and into territory that terms didn't even exist for. It was also at this point that the inflation had spread to different parts of Najimi's body. Arms, thighs, shins, shoulders. Seemingly every part from neck to ankle was affected in some form. For whatever reason, Najimi had specifically made sure to face head first toward the other three and leaned further into the ground with each pump.
Hey, Komi, you've been awfully quiet in all this.
To point out that Komi was quiet would be to notice that the sun was usually bright.
Why don't you go give our good old record breaker a touch? This is a team effort after all.
Yeah, you're definitely not a hands-on type, like, at all. But you've got my permission.
As Komi passed by, A sour look cropped up on Yamai's face for a second. Something rubbed her the wrong way about Najimi explicitly giving permission. Komi's hand touched Najimi's belly. It felt tight and squeaky, as one would expect from a balloon, but it was odd to feel on a human being. Her hand would stay there for a while, with Komi clearly showing some level of intrigue, even if she didn't say so out loud.
That's our balloon!
Yamai excitedly cheered, slamming the lever down once more. Whether it was the squeaking or Yamai, a few onlookers had started stumbling into the room. Without even looking at them, Najimi knew these were friends. Everyone was Najimi's friend, really. And Najimi would not pass up the opportunity to put on a show.
Hey, Tadano boy!
The so-called Tadano boy was put on alert.
Why don't you show them my incredible chest, huh? I always wondered what it would be like to have some honkers.
He
turned toward the multiplying audience.
I'd like you all to direct your attention towards the fine pair of...
Tadano's expression plucked. In the few moments he had looked away, the breasts were gone.
Where'd they go?
In actuality, they had grown, only to be flattened out by Yamai's increasingly ravenous pumping. If he didn't know any better, Tadano could have sworn he saw a string of spit fly out between her gritted teeth. Another look back at Najimi, and the ceiling was now being touched. Touched and squeezed against a vat.
You're still sure this is a good idea, right? Like, the record can't be that far off.
How would I know, you dummy? You're supposed to be doing all the measurement stuff.
Such little common sense. Foolish even. Isn't that Merrick coming? Shouldn't he have known to fetch measurement tape beforehand?
Komi simply took a step backward. Yamai briefly flashed an expression of unmatched malice.
No!
With an especially hard pump, Najimi's body swelled to cover the distance Komi had stepped.
Okay, maybe we can take a breather. See how close we are to that record, yeah?
Well, regardless of that boy's stupidity, I and Komi would both love to see you get bigger.
Komi?
Right. See? We're practically two halves of a whole. On the same wavelength. Born to be together. Born to agree together.
Everyone silently stared like her head had fallen off.
Anyways, let's break that record.
Yeah!
You're almost there, babe. No dumbass. No obstacles in our way. Promise!
Tadano had a stark feeling that if anyone was a dumbass here, it certainly wasn't him. He moved quick, searching around the science rooms for a measurement tape. It was a maximum of 5 minutes before a rhythm of graceful yet hurried footsteps approached his location.
Komi?
She waved her arms frantically, a severe blush across her face. Charades of some sort were attempted, but whatever she was trying to convey, Tadano wasn't picking up. He firmly grasped her narrow shoulders.
Komi, tell me exactly what you want to say.
She finally uttered something out.
Najimi, I think Najimi might blow.
He cringed and ran back as fast as his timid legs could carry him. When he finally re-arrived, he was met by a truly gigantic latex mass. On the other end of it, he could even make out Yamai, struggling to pump further.
Najimi, come on now. You don't want to pop, do you?
Nonsense.
Yeah, that's silly talk. People don't just pop.
Okay, maybe I should have thought this through a little more. No. Too big, too big, too big. Don't let me pop!
With a thunder. thunderclap, Najimi burst into parachute-sized pieces of rubber that, accompanied by bits of uniform, were both sent flying in every direction. One even wrapped around Tadano before gusting off of him. He wasn't quite sure of what emotion to feel in this moment. Right as Komi showed up, something rustled from the other end of the room, arising from a pile of desks and other debris.
Well, at least we broke something today.
She flopped back down into her mess, unresponsive. Yamai-san is excessively aggressive.